my children, and welcome to today's episode of CA Reading Society Podcast.
The continuation of Mythical March.
It is the continuation of Mythical March. I am the best, Zio, and next to me is also the second best, Meg.
Well, that's not nice.
Hey, come on, there can only be nice. One best.
Well, I'm a senior, so I overdo you, so technically I'm the best.
Can I be the bestest? I'm Silence, by the way.
I don't know. What do you guys think? All in favor of Silence being the bestest?
It was a Silence poll. Automatically won.
you know what we should do? You know what? We do go on about how we're all hosts, so...
Technically, we're hostesses.
Hostesses,
we're
hosts. Same thing.
That's a kind of cookie. The person just talking was...
That's a cookie. It's a brand.
It's a brand of cookie. Okay. So, anyway, back to Mythical March. Today, we are going back. We promised to talk about Ralph. Last time, we talked about Merlin. And
we never got
the chance to do it.
We forgot to talk about it.
Yeah. So, there's this character named Rolf.
Ralph.
It's spelled R-A-L-F.
Which is Ralph.
It's Rolf.
It's Ralph.
If it was spelled R-A-L-P-H.
It would still be Ralph.
It would be Rolf. No, that would be Ralph. That would be Ralph. But because
see, now she's getting herself confused. So obviously it's just Ralph.
It's Rolf.
It's Ralph. You know it.
Okay, it's definitely Rolf because they're in England, one and two. Isn't he of Saxon descent?
Well, we're not British.
We should be.
Okay, fine. Well, then I challenge you to speak this entire podcast in a British accent, Zio.
You know what? Fine, mate. Let's do it.
That's Australian. You lose.
Australian and English are practically
the same
thing.
They're not the same thing. They're on complete opposite ends of the planet. One is in the North Pole, one is in the South.
Silence, my children. Let's talk about the books.
Fine. We will.
All right, so first one on the podcast today is Medusa Girls. No, Dan Brown? Dan Brown it is.
All right. Yay. So, for those of you who haven't heard of Dan Brown, he's the author of several books, including a bunch of books that are not technically a series, but they're, at least I don't think they're technically a series, but they all have the same main character. His name is Robert Langdon, and he's a religious symbologist professor at Harvard University.
Cool. Which is a mouthful, and I don't see why it's a symbologist. Like, it just seems, like, really weird.
It should be a symbolist.
Ologist means the...
Isn't that in the band? Symbolist?
Details.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
I'm going to apologize now for Zio's horrible accent since she forgot to, because her accent is so bad it will probably offend someone.
Wait, apologize in the accent.
My apologies, mates. I'm terrible at an English accent.
Or Australian accent.
English and Australian are the same.
I think Australians would object to that.
I think everybody would object to that, but you know what? That's just the way it's going to be. Anyway, going back to Dan Brown. So Robert Langdon gets pulled into all sorts of messes because of his knowledge of religious symbols, and which the first book is called The Da Vinci Code. The second book is called Angels and Demons, which is technically a prequel for The Da Vinci Code, but he wrote it after the Da Vinci Code, which I hate when authors do that because it doesn't make any sense then.
It's like The Hobbit being made after The Lord of the Rings makes no sense. Because one is the prequel to the other.
Exactly. Or The Magician's Nephew being written after The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I can't do this anymore. Or like C.S. Lewis writing The Magician's Nephew after The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Well, sometimes I think it makes sense because, like, for Lord of the Rings, like, you base it off of this one story that started it with the ring. So then he kind of, not necessarily had to because he could have chosen not to, but it seemed like a nice thing. And, like, for Mortal Instruments, Claire wrote the prequel of Infernal Devices, which kind of is like the ancestors, I think, of Mortal Instruments.
Yeah, Victorian era as opposed to modern era.
Which I think is great as like a separate thing, but also as a prequel, so it just like helps your understanding sometimes.
Yeah, but it was a pain because he kept making references to Angels and Demons in The Da Vinci Code, even though he hadn't wrote it yet.
That's probably why he wrote it.
Yeah. Anyway, but then after Angels and Demons, there's The Lost Symbol, and most recently there's Inferno. And all of them focus on one kind of topic, Da Vinci Code, Da Vinci and his works, obviously. Angels and Demons, the Illuminati, what they stand for.
Why are you guys getting into a fight over there?
Silent fights.
I'm in the middle of Pirate and Zio, and the only reason they're being quiet is silence is right in the middle, cutting through them.
Pirate's mean.
I am not being mean. I am the nicest person ever.
Huh.
But anyway, with Dan Brown, are they all follow, like, a certain religion, or are they different religions?
Christianity. But they do end up going to Turkey in Inferno and looking at a Islamic mosque.
That's cool.
Yeah. You have to read it to find out. And he's also written two other books that are kind of standalones. One's called Deception Point, and the other is called The Digital Fortress. The Digital Fortress is on the NSA, which I thought was hilarious because I read it after the whole Finasco scandal with the NSA, so it was even more funny with that in context. And then Deception Point is on on NASA.
So Dan Brown, people.
Very go read his books.
Very good author.
Next book is, drumroll please,
Nobody's Princess.
Nobody's silently. Princess. No. All right. I like how you said silently, but you're the only one who's actually, like, doing the drumroll.
No, that was Pirate Ash.
Oh, was it? All right.
It was Pirate Ash.
All right. So Nobody's Princess is an amazing book about ancient Greece by Esther Friesner.
You're banned from pronouncing names now. Just
I love fries.
Fries are delicious.
What
anyway.
Type of fries? French fries or other types of fries?
Definitely fresh cooked McDonald's french fries. Okay, but, fresh cooked, not the soggy ones.
All
right,
They're all soggy, they're all nasty.
No, they're
not. Nobody's Princess.
What?
Nobody's Princess is about, it's about Helen of Troy before she was Helen of Troy. She was Helen of Sparta first, she was a princess, and she didn't want to do princessy things like, you know, embroidery and knitting
and getting married
and talking about boys. Like, oh my gosh, guys, totally.
Like, who doesn't want to?
Wouldn't
talk
it
about
be gods because they were polytheistic?
Boys, I said. Oh yeah. Oh my gods, guys, totally. Like, oh my gosh, gag me with a spoon. Did you see Clemestra's hair? All right. So, but she basically goes and she goes on this amazing adventure. You get to meet from a more in-depth person, you know, viewpoint, see how the gods really kind of interacted, quote-unquote, with the more common people of Greece, not just the heroes. But she does get to go, and she meets, you know, like, the different, she meets Atalanta, who's one of the cool Greek heroes. She goes on the Argo with Jason. She basically goes everywhere. And gets to do a lot of different stuff. So, it's a good read. It's very interesting.
There are more books, right?
Yes, there's Nobody's Princess, and then
Nobody's Queen is the second one.
Nobody's Queen.
Nobody's Prize, isn't that one the second one?
Oh, no, you're right. Nobody's Prize and then Nobody's Queen.
No, because the way the series works is it's a bunch of sub-series all on different, like, girls in history that are, like, royalty or something like that. And so each of them have two books.
Yeah, so.
And so we're not sure which goes with which, but
I think Nobody's Prize is Helen.
Yeah, I think it is.
But Friesner, whatever your name is, good job writing those books, and you guys should read them.
Definitely.
They're really good.
So I think the next one we're talking about is
House of Night.
Not to be confused with House of Day.
And
or, whatever that is.
Or House of Life from, you know, Rick Riordan.
Mm-hmm. House of Life. Annoying.
House of Death. You could have a house of anything, but today we're talking about the House of Night.
House of Cards.
No.
That is a stupid TV show.
I wasn't even thinking about the TV show. I was thinking about making a House of Cards.
Either way.
I like doing that. It's hard.
It's hard, but it's fun.
Anyway, Meg, I think you're telling us which House of Night is about.
So, House of Night is a series by PC Cast, and she's a great author. And what this story is, it's based in our world, except vampires have always existed.
Ew, vampires!
No, listen, no, thank God. But this is like the old-fashioned, kind of more regal vampires, not spelled with an I, but spelled with a Y.
Awesome.
So not the Edward Cullen.
Sparkle,
yeah.
Fairy princess.
We totally said the same thing.
I like sparkles. Can I just throw them at you, Leo, and call you sparkly vampire?
Wasn't Pirate just sparkling in the sun like 2 days ago?
No!
She was silent. She were there, wasn't she? Oh, just sparkling in the sun.
Do you know what that? Do you know what this means, guys? Do you know what this means? I'm a vampire.
You can go to Forks now. We don't want you here.
No, that's the wrong type of.
So place. House of Night has vampires.
Mm-hmm. There, and what happens in this world is each, they call them fledgling. Every vampire is human, and then they are marked by. You guys are ridiculous sometimes. But
I'm not
marked by
doing it. Okay.
No, I know.
I'd like
not
to
you,
point
Silence.
That out.
Silence is not you. It's the other two.
Silence is unperturbed. I'm sorry, guys. There's too many silence puns.
Silence yourself.
But each.
One second there, Meg. I am the only one to make silence jokes, pirate. Just putting out there. Okay, go ahead.
I'm fading your silence joke.
Oh, gosh. Can we just stop with the puns now, honestly? All
right, go.
So each teenager is marked with a crescent moon on their forehead, and they have to go to the House of Night, otherwise they'll die, which happens a lot to these kids, unfortunately. And they then have to learn how to be vampires, and after 4 years, they'll either change into a vampire, and that crescent moon outline on their forehead will fill in, or they'll die.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Wait, if they become a vampire, don't they die anyway?
No, it's not that kind of vampire death.
Or is it like undead?
They change. And it's apparently just painful, but you get over it fast, and then you're a vampire.
Yay. Okay. Or you die.
That's cool.
Which
That's
one is
not cool. Never mind. That's
so the main character in this series is Zoe Redbird, and she's of Native American descent. And so she becomes a very powerful fledgling. I'm not going to say how or why or what's going on with that, because I don't want to spoil it, because it's too good of a series to spoil.
No spoilers.
But anyway, it's a really good series. You should check it out. And PC Cast is a brilliant writer.
Okay, so we're kind of running out of time.
So Medusa Girls, go, quickly.
No, because we're, like,
yeah. We've got
no time.
3 minutes. We've got time.
All right.
All right, so...
Then Medusa Girls, whoever's talking about that.
I guess that's me again.
Oh, boy.
So, Medusa Girls is a 3-book trilogy, of course, by Tara Lynn Childs. And it's on 3 triplets who were separated at birth. And these are... I'm not kidding. These are their names. Gretchen, Greer, and Grace.
That's cruel.
Their parents
Grace
hate
is the
them.
Only okay name.
And they're all 3 of them are descendants of the Medusa sisters, like Medusa, her sister Stethno, and
the Gorgons.
Yes, yeah, the Gorgons. Because I can't pronounce the last one. I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce the last one. But and they are the key generation in the descendants of the Gorgons, and they have to try to save the world. I'm not going to tell you how, but they have to save the world.
Do you know
again.
Who that's by? Or?
Tara Lynn Childs. I already said that.
Okay,
so now we're at
Mythological March.
Yay.
Tons of stuff with. Mythology.
I guess
in
what's
March.
Coming up next, guys. Guess what's coming up next.
I'm so excited. Go ahead. You can say it.
Awful April.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. We get to talk about all the books that we hate because they sucked.
This like may be a 3 or 4 or 20 part podcast.
Depends on how long we spend talking about Twilight.
If we offend your tastes.
Beware if you're
I'm just gonna apologize now if we offend somebody because it's their favorite book. But this is just our opinions where we think that they sucked.
But anyway, so sorry if Zio offended any British or Australian or any other person with an accent. And
I can talk like these, like I'm from the down south.
No.
No.
Okay.
You're fired.
I extremely apologize for that one.
So, yeah, that's, all we have time for. So please visit our website at careadingsociety.webs.com.
And,
I guess it's time for us to sign off.
So, yeah.
Adios, amigo.
Alright.
Sayonara. This is Zio saying goodbye.
Meg, see you later.
I don't have a silence pun prepared for this, so
yes!
Bye.
I already pirated her.
I'll silently walk out of the room.
Goodbye.